and welcome to That Tech Pod, where we discuss all things e-discovery, cybersecurity, data privacy, and tech innovation. I'm Laura Milstein, and it is 2024.
And I'm Kevin Albert, and I'm just shocked we made it.
Sure did. Each week, we bring on heavy hitters from the industry to help us break down these topics, but today, we're bringing on Kevin and myself. We're the heavy hitters.
Woo!
So, it's a new year. Today is January 2nd, 2024. As Kevin just said, we made it.
It's amazing. Welcome to the new year, everybody.
Welcome. And first of all, we want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for listening to every episode every Tuesday, because we believe that you do.
Yeah, that's right.
And thank you for continuing to subscribe to us, for following us, and just being a supportive team members. We appreciate everybody on the podcast. Gabby, Amy, Mahanad, Kevin, myself, we are all appreciative of each of us, as well as all of our listeners, all of our subscribers. So first of all, we want to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
And next, we want to get into the new year. It's January 2nd. As Kev said again, yeah, we made it.
Woo!
Woo! And with that being said, we want to get into a little bit of the tech from 2023 and the tech we're excited for 2024. We're going to talk about some tech companies that we think you should look out for. We're going to talk about some of the past tech from 2023 that maybe you missed. We're going to talk about gadgets we think are cool that you should check out in this new year. I know that you just missed Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the holidays, but it's a new year and Valentine's Day is a month away, so ready.
Do people not buy MLK Day gifts?
Oh, people definitely buy MLK Day gifts. You got all the holidays coming up. April Fool's, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. I mean, Kevin, I know that you buy St. Patty's gifts.
And honestly, my birthday is in March, so that's coming up for everybody.
So if you want to send Kevin a gift, this is the time. So let's get into it. So to help us kick off the new year, the best way to do it, unless you are in AA and we support you, drink water, hydrate, is to have some alcoholic beverages. So today, cheers. Kev, what are you drinking?
Jack and Cokes. It's my standard go-to.
Today I'm mixing it up a little bit. I think my standard is maybe like a whiskey sour, but today I'm going with a pineapple vodka. I was recently reintroduced to this drink, and I mean, it's just great. It's just a great drink.
What's your vodka choice these days?
I'm going to go with Tito's. Also, I'm kind of loving the bar jams. It's like you don't know what to expect. Name the song, Kevin.
It's Satisfaction, obviously.
You're right.
It's a good vibe, actually. I like the bar vibe. It's, you know, again, there's stuff going on, a lot of people around. It's fun.
He's not wrong. And we're live in Maryland. Totally different. We're both in the state of Maryland just celebrating. And to celebrate, let's talk tech. So I would say, first, I want to get into some companies that we're excited about. So I'm excited about Wiz. For those of you who don't know, Wiz was founded in 2020. It's an Israeli cloud security company based out of Tel Aviv, but it's a global company. They've done $200 million in sales, and they have a $10 billion valuation. I mean, what? The reason I like this company is not just because it's new and exciting and does give great swag, which they really do. They got this whole like video game swag kind of ambiance. They really use that bright color pink a lot, so they stand out. And honestly, anybody who's listening does know that we love swag. Kev, you love swag.
Absolutely, of course.
It's the best. But more than that, I think when we're looking at cybersecurity, we have to look at companies like Palo Alto, CloudStrike. These are just the standard. They're the ones you know. They're the names you recognize. And I think Palo is getting a little scared because they're not only losing their employees to companies like CrowdStrike, but they're also kind of losing people to Wiz. Wiz is the new hot thing, and I think people should be looking out for it. I don't think it's going anywhere, and I think it's an important thing to look at. They're just great. Let me just pause here and pass it to you, Kevin. Have you heard of Wiz? Are you excited about Wiz? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely familiar with them. I know their CEO. He's sort of like the next Steve Jobs. He's got that kind of vibe going for him. He always wears like the gray sweatshirt and all that kind of stuff. He's always in jeans, but he looks cool and he's kind of the new hot thing.
Wait, you're talking the CEO?
Yeah.
What's his name, Kev?
Asif Rappaport.
You're right.
He's badass, but he definitely think it seems very well deserved.
Yeah, so I'm going to give my 2024 first pick to Wiz. If you want to check them out, go to wiz.io. No, these are not sponsors. These are just our unbiased opinions. But I think Wiz is a company that you should be looking out for. If you're trying to get into a company that has longevity, I would look at jobs there. It looks like they're hiring a lot. It looks like they have a lot of promise. So I'm going to pass my vote to Wiz. What's your first vote for 2024 Tech, Kev? What is the company that you're going to choose as your number one draft pick?
It's a really good question. I'm into Scribe right now. It's an AI writing assistant. It's helping with like content creating, writing articles, writing reports, that kind of thing. I've been writing a lot of documentation lately and helps kind of hone some of that in there. And it's a little bit more than like ChatGPT and some of those other things because it's got a lot of different tools to kind of help like with like streamlining your research and your writing. And so for me, that's been my new go-to is Scribe. And like I said, it's an AI writing assistant.
When you're saying AI writing assistant, my first thought immediately is ChatGPT. And I think a lot of people are thinking ChatGPT for everything. But now we're in an era where you can go somewhere for videos, you can go somewhere for writing. Do you think ChatGPT is going to go away? What do you think about that? Because you're right, when you're looking at a new tool like Scribe, that could be the new go-to over ChatGPT just for writing. And for videos, you're going somewhere else. What do you think of that?
For me, I think ChatGPT is good for sort of the general thing, but I think it's gotten a little stale, and I think it hasn't done as really as well when it gets to sort of like the specialized thing. And so there's certainly things that I use it for, and there's certainly go-tos for, but I think you're right. Like, there's definitely now more tools out there, and so I think Scribe is better for writing. I think there's plenty of ones that are really good for image creation. There's really cool ones for a lot of different things, and so ChatGPT is sort of your catch-all. Like, it's like going to the encyclopedia, but if you want a specific reference book for something specific, you go and find that. And for me, for writing my reports, for writing documentation, Scribe has been really helpful.
I like that. Let's get into some gadgets. We'll come back to some companies, but my number one draft pick for gadgets this year is going to be YogiFi Smart Ring. So the reason that I like this one, it's a little bit different. For those of you who haven't heard of the YogiFi Smart Ring, there's a company called Vinod, and I'm not sure I'm saying that right, but it's V-I-N-O-D. And they originally came out with a yoga smart mat. So it's a yoga mat that basically learns and tells you how to do yoga. It changes, you know, if you're like downward dog and you do it completely off, it tells you how to properly do it and it fixes your stance. It's a little bit different. I've never used it. I'm not sure it's something I would want to use, but if I was a big yoga person and really needed direction, like, it seems like a cool thing, especially if you want to get into yoga. So they made a Kickstarter, they were really successful, and recently they launched this YogiFi Smart Ring, which is now a whole live thing, and it's basically a health tracker, and it's a ring that you wear. And I think there's a lot of these that have come out and they're like, oh yeah, you're tired, or take a break, your blood level. But the reason this one is different is because it's tracking not only your health and your fitness, but it's kind of guiding you in doing things. It pairs with the yoga mat if you are a yoga person. If you're not, it's still tracking all of your stuff in a safe, secure way. So I don't think it's as scary as some of these. But I do like the idea that you can just put it on your finger, move around, and it's tracking your fitness. Kevin, what are your thoughts on this one?
I think these things are interesting. You know, for me, it's whether I need another device. The thing that really I think is cool about some of these is the ability like to track your blood pressure and your sleep cycle. You know, because obviously I take my watch off at night, where I'm not necessarily taking off a ring, and so I think that kind of stuff is cool. But there's a million of these, and I think what's interesting about this one is it has a really long battery life. I think that's what sort of killed. There was one that came out of the, you know, a while ago, that was the Echo one, and that one, like, the battery life was terrible and you had to charge it like every day, where this one I think is cool because it has like a week long charge. And I think that's probably, in my mind, going to be more convenient. And you know, so I think it's at least worth checking out. I'm not sure if these are for me, but I definitely think these things are the new cool, hot thing in health tech.
I agree. And I think a lot of these rings are a little bit bulky, but my thing is I have very small wrists. So using a smartwatch or any of those, they just don't look good. They don't look ladylike, in my opinion, with tiny wrists. Like, some people can pull it off, but I can't. So I like the idea of, even though the ring is a little bulkier, I can wear it when I'm working out and it's not going to get in the way. I don't want to wear a lot of jewelry when I work out. So I'm most excited about this one. I do like yoga. I wouldn't say I would get the yoga mats. I'm not that into it or that new to it, but I think it's an exciting thing. So that's going to be my first draft pick. What's going to be your first round draft pick when it comes to a tech gadget?
So I have a kind of a non-tech, but sort of techie type of thing. Mine is the Nomad Grill and Smoker. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this thing. It's basically like a portable charcoal grill. And one of the dads that I go to camp out with, my son's big into Boy Scouts, and so we do a lot of camping. He brought this to one of the campouts, and this thing is awesome.
It kind of looks like a suitcase. Like, when I'm looking at these pictures, one, I really like that you can kind of choose your color, but at first it looks like a toolbox, right? So it's closed and it's just like it looks cool. It looks like this is going to be the best tool case ever, and then you open it and it's all of a sudden like a suitcase, but not any suitcase. Like, it looks like one where you're like, the money is here. It's filled. It's the robbery case. I like it. I think it's a cool idea. Is it going to beat out a Foreman grill, though? I don't know, because they're small also, and although they're not designed as like a travel grill, like, they're tiny and they're cute and they get the job done. But I kind of like that this folds up. It seems like it'd be easier when it comes to like keeping it clean. And again, I kind of like that you can change the color. Like, it's cute. So I think that's a solid first round draft pick, Kev.
Yeah, thanks. For me, like I said, it was really kind of one of those things. I was like, this is one of those things I definitely don't need, but now that I have seen it in action, I'm like, I need one of these. And they're not cheap. That's the biggest problem, is they're expensive, but there's a lot of like promo codes, and you can definitely find discount codes for that to make it like to reduce the price. But overall, it's definitely cool. And like I said, it's one of those things that I think is pretty fun and I'm excited about.
For everyone listening, before we get into our next exciting company or tech gadget, we just, again, we want to take this time, you know, for those of you who have been asking, where's Gabby? She is still very much a part of the podcast. Kevin has taken more of a front row seat, and Gabby has kind of taken a back seat, but it doesn't mean that she's not a part of this. Gabby's more in the background, and, you know, she can see us right now, and I just got to say, thanks, Gabby.
Yeah, thanks, Gabby, and also everybody else on the That Tech Pod team.
True. Amy, you're amazing. A lot of contracted people that we've had. Mohammed, you are amazing. We did come up with, just so everyone's talking tech tips here or tech talents or tech anything, we did create an app. We have not launched it because we're just not sure if we want to release it yet. So if you would be interested in seeing our app, let us know. We're trying to take a poll and decide should we launch the app or not, but Mohammed did step up and help in building this exciting app. It is ready to go live, but we haven't decided if we should release it yet, so we'd love to hear from you if you think we should release the app or not. So moving on, for the next draft pick, whether I want to do a gadget or a company here, if I were to talk gadgets, I actually want to say an insult to some tech gadgets. So one of the things that I've noticed, there's a lot of tech gadgets coming out where you can basically insert something into your computer that scribes what you're listening to, kind of like what Kevin said earlier, but they're making devices. I think some of these are cool, but what I don't like about them is a lot of them are SaaS models. I don't want any more products under a SaaS model at this point. It's like when, what was that bike, Kevin, that everyone was riding the bike? It's a workout bike.
The Peloton.
Yes, the Peloton. I think Pelotons are cool, but at the same point, it's basically a standing bike and you're paying a subscription to get to ride with other people. I love the idea, but the bike itself is nothing without the subscription. And those products I kind of hate. What if the company Peloton goes out of business? And you'll notice that there was a huge flux in sales when the pandemic happened because people are at home. And now that the pandemic is over, companies like Peloton are losing a ton of money because people now want to get out of their house and go to those classes. And I don't think Peloton, for example, is going anywhere, but I do kind of hate the subscription models with a lot of these things. I think we're all paying so much per month for all of these subscriptions, and sometimes it's worth it, or sometimes it just makes sense, but a lot of these tech gadgets, I think, are doing this. So Kevin, before I pick my next round draft pick, are you feeling that way? Do you feel like a lot of these are just SaaS, or am I alone?
you're right 100% about the Peloton and some of these other things, because that's where people have dropped off. They were definitely good in the pandemic when you were a captive audience and you didn't have anywhere to go. But you're right, people want the community. And not to say the Peloton community is bad, but people like being in the class. People like being able to see the people you're competing against. I think those are dropping off because people, you know, miss and crave the human interaction. And so I do think those are definitely going to, you know, like I said, fall off a little bit.
Agreed. And I think a lot of the tech gadgets that don't do that, like workout-wise, as I mentioned, the YogaFi, even like companies like Orange Theory, you can have their heart rate monitor. So when you go to the class, you can kind of compete with the people there. There's a ton of these heart rate monitors and things like that. And I'm all for that. I think those are a little bit different and more what I would support. But I actually think my next draft pick is going to be a company again. I'm into the companies, and I think I'm going to go with Cruise for my next company. So Cruise is the self-driving car company. It was founded in 2013 in San Francisco. It's kind of cool because it's a subsidiary of General Motors. Is that right, Kevin? You know.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I think it's going to have a lot of promise. And I go back and forth with self-driving cars. I love it in the fact that I don't want to drive all the time. I don't want to be responsible for it. I don't want to deal with it. And I can multitask. I can be doing work and the car is getting me where I need to go. I can go on a long road trip and not have to worry about fatigue or how long we're driving because the car is taking me. But I have some concerns with safety aspects and what does happen if the car crashes or, you know, tech does sometimes slip up. And so I'm a little bit weary, but I think my wanting to be a passenger for life wins over anything. And I'm really excited for Cruise. There's a lot of these companies that are trying to do the self-driving car. I did get into one of the Cruise vehicles and it's nice. It's spacious. It's comfortable. I mean, 10 out of 10. Would I buy one in place of my regular car? I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts on it, but I'm going to pass it to you, Kevin. I'm giving my next round pick to Cruise. What do you think, Kev?
I'm still not down on the self-driving cars. I like to drive too much, I think, to rely on the technology to do it for me. So I'm hesitant. I think, you know, I definitely think it's cool in the concept, but for me, from the execution standpoint, I'm not ready to give up my control of the car just yet.
Well, I am. I don't ever need to drive again. I think it's, again, for me, more of the security and, you know, tech functions. But I guess, like, people mess up, too. And I don't know. Do I trust me over the tech? Probably. But would I rather take a break and just give it to the tech anyway? Probably. I'm excited for Cruise. Kevin, next round pick for you. You can choose a gadget. You can choose a company. Anything tech, what are you going to go with?
I'm going back to gadgets. I just got a really thin portable charger that, you know, it sounds stupid, but it's really convenient. And, you know, it's a problem that I have because I'm always on my phone. And so for me, I'm going with the Crave power bank. It's really thin. It's really, like, you know, small. It's a little big in that it's like the size of your iPhone. But what I like about it is it magnetizes right to the back of the iPhone. And because it's so thin, it's basically right in your hand and you almost don't like realize it's there. And so it plugs into your device. It charges as you go. And it's got really long battery life. Some of them, they'll only go, you know, like, I don't know, a few hours or so. This one I've used, it'll charge my phone 3 or 4 times in its entirety without a recharge. And so for me, that's badass. Being able to use it, again and again before I have to go and find another outlet is really useful. And so for me, my go-to accessory to have is the Crave power bank.
I'm a hit or miss on this one. And just so everyone who's listening is wondering why we're talking like this, Kevin and I are both in a fantasy league. And full disclosure, I think I'm beating you right now. Yep.
Yeah, you are. And it kills me.
Hate to say it, but some of us are just better at football. But so we're treating this as our fantasy tech league. So at the end of the year, we're going to go back and we're going to listen to all of our draft picks and see who picked the best, who would have won fantasy tech. And I think power banks are a good one. I mean, we can't live without our devices. We always want to be charging, but I'm not really excited about any of them. So I think solid draft pick, but I'm going to jump in on something that I recently discovered. So you know how, Kevin, you know how everyone has like the Ring outside your home? If you don't know what it is, it's basically a camera that you put outside your house and you can have an app and you can, I'm homeless, so I don't have one by choice. But it is one of those where you can put it in and you can see when a package was delivered or who's entering your home. I think it's a really cool idea. But there's a new device now. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of this, Kevin, but it's called the Light Socket Security Camera. So it's basically, if you have outside your home, you know when where your door is and you have like a light, literally a light, you turn your light on, maybe somebody's coming in or it's nighttime, you can unscrew this light bulb and it's a home security camera in the light bulb. You can install it in seconds. It rotates 360 degrees to record in HD. It doesn't require any wires or batteries or monthly cloud storage fees. It's just a solid camera in there, and you can use it through your phone, same kind of way as the Ring, but it's a light, so I feel like it's less, like if I'm gonna break into your house and I see the Ring, I know you can see me, but if it's in a light bulb, I have no idea, and I assume you have no cameras there. So I think it's kind of a cool new thing, and I'm excited to see what happens with that. Have you heard of that, Kev?
I hadn't until you showed me this, and it looks really neat, and I definitely think it's worth giving a check out. For me, I live in a home, and so for me, this would be a useful thing. I'm definitely gonna look into it a little bit more.
Well, your last draft pick is up. Are you going with a company? Are you going with a gadget? What are you going to do for your last pick? I mean, just and a quick recap for everyone. My picks, I have gone with Wiz, Wiz.io. I have gone with the YogiFi Smart Ring. I have gone with Cruise, the self-driving vehicles. And I have ended my fourth round draft pick with the Light Socket Security Camera. To recap for Kevin, he has gone with Scribe, the AI scribe writing machine that's going to get all your documents written for you and better than you could write it, I think. He has gone with the Travel Grill, the Nomad Travel Grill. And he has added recently for his third round draft pick, the Crave Portable Charger. And for his last and final fourth round pick, he will be doing what, Kevin?
All right, with my next and last pick, I'm going with Bright Flag. They're actually an Irish company that I found while I was over in Ireland. They're based in Dublin. They are a matter management and legal cost software. They do a lot of things for like legal corporate departments. And one of the cool things is they've got built-in AI. So I've been doing a lot of work with some of these, you know, matter management tools, and just I found the errors to be really useful. And so for me, I'm going with that as my last round pick, Bright Flag. It's literally just brightflag.com.
I like this one, Kev. As somebody who also lived in Dublin when Kevin lived there, I'm jealous that Kevin found this company and I didn't. I also really like the matter management companies. I think there's a lot of them coming in. I kind of like Talidify, but I feel like I wanted more from them. And then when they sold, I didn't know what to think. I'm excited to see what Bright Flag has around the corner too, but to me, if it was my fourth pick and I was going matter management, Kev, I gotta say, I think I would have gone with Avalogix. They're very similar, and I don't know which one is better. I think they're very different. I do agree Bright Flag does have the built-in AI, and I think Avalogix is more around the legal component, but I really like Avalogix. I like the company, I like the people. So to me, it's a toss-up, but I don't think you can go wrong in this spot. I think Bright Flag is a good, solid fourth-round pick.
That's right, and we can agree to or disagree. I feel like that's always fair.
We always do.
That's true.
If you want to share your tech draft picks, who would you have picked? Who do you think is going to win this at the end of the year? Do you think Kevin is going to have the stronger team, or do you think my picks are going to be the stronger team? Do you think you could have beat us? What company are you most excited about? What tech gadget are you most excited about? Is there anything you wish we talked about? We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get your opinions. We'd love to get your perspective. And if you're ever around, we'd honestly love to get some drinks. We go to different cities. We go to different states. We go to different countries. We're kind of all over, and we'd really love to meet with you if you're ever around in your hometown and you want to get a drink with us, even if it's just to hydrate. I love water, Kevin.
I mean, can I have a whiskey?
The choice is yours, and same with all of our listeners. So again, happy 2024. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being fans and supporters and followers. Thank you for sharing our podcast with your friends, your family, your community, and of course, strangers. We appreciate you. We are thankful for you, and we genuinely would love to hear from you this year. And every year moving forward.
That's right. And don't forget to go to wherever you get your pods, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever, and leave us a rating, give us a 5-star review, let us know how we're doing. All that helps us with the algorithms, helps us get out there. Thanks, everybody. Happy 2024.
Happy 2024. Remember, www.thattechpod.com. And also, be a good person this year, because why not? It's better than being a bad person. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. See you.